Watson, you know, I'm getting sick and tired of having to babysit you every day. Why can't you do the job properly? Why can't you be like Jim here? He gets his parts out every day without any problems. And that's why he gets raises and you get squat. If you don't shape up, you'll be squatting outside on the curb.
How do you take over a department from a relatively bad boss who preceded you? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today I want to talk about your game plan for when you take over a department from a weak or bad manager or supervisor. First of all, understand that assuming you're going to be more effective than the previous person leading the department, that detoxing any negativity is going to be a process, and it does take some time. I liken it to if you put a patio stone that lays on top of the grass will die and go to dirt. But if you remove the patio stone, the grass can't immediately spring up and start growing again. It's going to take a bit of time. And your team needs to take some time to understand whether you're going to be better than the previous leader or worse. So they also have to believe in you and your capability, because if there's been a rotation of a number of different leaders, whether it's at the management level or at the supervisory level, your team's going to be a little cynical. I've had people say things like, you know what, I don't know how long you're going to last, or we don't think you're going to last very long, so we're going to flat out just not do what you want us to do. So remember that your team might be hurting from many, many months or years of being led by somebody who is ineffective. Now, you want to avoid being too negative about the past, because you might be taking over a department that's having performance issues. But if you keep slaying the previous administration or the previous leader, initially you might get away with it. But after all, what the people are really looking for is, are you making things better or not? So instead of focusing only on problems, kind of view them as opportunities. Guys, what do you think are the biggest opportunities for us to make gains and improvements in the department? What would tell you 2 years from now whether we're on the right track as a team? Which things do we need to focus on fixing first? So, of course, when you first take over, you want to make some observations, get the lay of the land, ask for some input, get some of the background information. But again, avoid slipping down into too much negativity and complaining. Then your next step is really to take action and build on any positive momentum that you're doing to make things better in the department. And of course, you're going to give your team most of the credit for making more of those positive changes. Now, you're going to win them over with your track record. So it's not so much making promises that you can't keep. I would keep your promises down low at first, but make your track record speak for itself. Because once your team starts to see that you're making things better and that working for you is way better than working with the previous supervisor or manager, then they're going to buy into more of the initiatives that you need them to do to even further increase their performance. So as a leader, remember, the best strategy is always to under-promise and over-deliver. Because for most people, seeing is believing.
I was just checking some samples on today's run, and they're just not quite up to spec. Is there anything that I can help you with?
I'm sorry, I guess I just don't understand the procedures that well, and to be honest, I'm kind of finding it hard to get motivated.
You know what, I understand, I used to work this station, but you do realize that we cannot send product out that aren't at high quality, okay? It has to be at high standards, and our bonuses and raises reflect that. So you know what I'm going to do to help you? Come on over here, and we'll talk to Jim, okay? Jim, Watson's having a slight issue with the procedure. Since you have more time on the equipment, I'd like him to spend the afternoon with you,
okay. And
you can get him back up to speed. Okay, I know you guys can make this work. I'll check back with you this afternoon.
Okay.